Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, thank you for being in the neighborhood. Continue to hang out with us in the neighborhood. Yes. And yes, we got more show for you.
So much more.
Yeah, man. Snoop and Kevin Hart are better than the Olympics.
Yeah, man. We're talking about how bad their ratings were, man. If they would have put Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg to do the, you know, just covering the Olympics since the beginning, I would have been tuned in, bro.
Yeah, man.
They're a great duo.
But yeah, it's not going to happen. At least in our world of the Olympics, where they're being commentators, I enjoy that.
Yeah,
man. But Snoop and Kevin Hart are better than the Olympics. And this is a sad one right here, man. Coffee prices are skyrocketing.
No. What am I going to do, man?
I don't know, man.
The crazy thing is that this is no one's fault, really, that this is happening. But it's happening. I need you to be prepared for it. I'm going to tell you what to expect. But if
after she has her coffee.
Exactly. I got to get my coffee, my fix in.
Oh, alrighty, so coffee prices are skyrocketing. In case you missed it.
Silk Sonic
in the neighborhood for in case you missed it.
And that's because they just dropped a new song along with the video big. It's called Skate. But in this interview, you asked them, you're like, what else can we know about this album we're about to get? And I just love how they laid everything out for you.
I ask all the right questions.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? No one would ask that. In case you missed the Silk Sonic in the neighborhood. And also, there's an asteroid coming towards Earth.
Watch out, babe.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's headed here.
Listen, this happens quite often sometimes, but this one is getting so close. NASA's warning us about it. I mean, it's huge. It is so big.
Hey, man, when you hear things like an asteroid's coming, it's the size of a football field. Or you hear, and it'll break apart. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. They do say that.
Yeah, it's, man. It's, I'm just like, where
is this
going to
disintegrate?
Like, yeah. Like, have you ever just found something in your backyard? Yeah. Like, what is this?
Yeah. This is like a moon rock.
Yeah. So they say that there's an asteroid headed towards Earth.
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
I don't know.
I'll tell you when we talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, man, if we didn't have a lot of time, I would go get me like a Lamborghini or something that I can't afford.
Oh, yeah.
And just whatever my credit is, just put down a dollar or something.
Oh. Like, give it to me.
Like, yeah, no down payment. I'm like, all right, because I ain't going to make it through the lease.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap on the tens right here. American Horrible Stories. This is what Luther calls the lady's house to tell her that they're going to be filming an all-new episode of American Horrible Story, all right? Because all the people that live where she lives now, everyone died there. Yes. It's a new season, though. That's going to get into your phone tap on the tens right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello?
Hey, hello, man. Speak to
I'm not here right now. Can I take a message?
This is Luther Lufay from Luther Starchild Productions, and I was just calling to go over a couple of things with him for the documentary, for the shoot.
For what shoot?
Are you one of the residents there?
I live here.
Are you familiar with American Horror Stories?
Yeah.
We're not horror stories. We're America Horrible Stories.
What happened here that you think you're going to be filming?
You know, four people were actually slaughtered at that residence.
What?
Yeah.
Should they, like, disclose that to me before I move in here? Like, that's kind of messed up.
Well, you know, I'm not on the lease, but from what I know with all of the extensive research that we've done here on American Horrible Stories is that the restaurant down the street, you know, the soup kitchen down the street?
Yeah.
Rumor has it that the bodies were sold there down at the restaurant and they were turned into soup. So that's just what I'm hearing.
What?
That's another
thing. Where did you get this information from?
Go to your hall of records and just pull up the address, 17... Lankler Street.
Should I be worried? Like, do I need to move out of my place?
Don't move until we do the documentary because I also want to have your story.
Like, I don't know about this.
Who's in room C or something like that? Area C. You're in Area C because that's where Darius was beheaded at.
I got to get off the phone right now. I need to.
If you can show us where And just show us where the kitchen is at, because I know that the actual,
you know,
they got the knives and killed everyone.
I gotta go right now.
Man, why are you so upset, hon? Please, we're doing American Horrible Stories.
Why am I upset? You called me today and I need to start packing my stuff and get out of my dog is there.
You must have some kind of psychic ability, because the dog came up missing as well.
I gotta go. Okay. I gotta go. Bye.
All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow night when we're there to shoot American Horrible Stories. Stories.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. Coffee prices are skyrocketing, Athalia.
Big, you know me. Everyone knows me in the neighborhood. I love coffee. Uh-huh. The one time I really quit it was when I was pregnant, and then the moment I was able to, I jumped right back into it.
Right when she was pushing. She was like, he's not feeding anymore, is he?
Yeah, you would think this is me at Starbucks.
All right, I need 8 double tall lattes, 1 with no foam, 5 iced venti decaf percent lattes with a long straw, 4 caramel macchiatos, double up on the cup. I got a long way to go.
That's not for you and Vic?
This is just me and Vic's order. But yeah, Big, apparently they are saying that coffee prices, get ready, because they are going to go up. And I'm not just talking about, when you go over to Starbucks or when you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you get your cup of coffee. Even if you're in the store, the coffee beans that you are going to buy are going to jump up a bit, which is crazy considering how much coffee I drink in a day.
Hey, man, do you think it'd be easier to buy cocaine or? You want to get wired up?
I got to crunch the numbers just a little bit more to see.
Get back to us.
But they're saying, so one of the biggest coffee producers in the world is Brazil. They produce the most coffee beans. And they're
they got
going,
some nice butts over there.
Yes, they do.
They got a butt lift named after them.
Yeah, that's crazy. They're saying that they're going through this really weird frost, like really cold weather, and it's affecting the coffee beans. The trees, over 80,000 of them, have to be removed because it just damaged them. So obviously, when that
coffee comes from trees,
coffee beans.
Man,
trees,
didn't you think that coffee came from like
the ground or something?
Oh my gosh, man!
This guy over here.
What?
No, it doesn't.
Mind
really.
Blown.
I would think that they made coffee out of marshmallows.
No.
They don't, but I'm sure they have marshmallow flavor somewhere for you, Big. But sadly, Louis.
But you know what, man? He's kind of right. You said it came from out the ground, and the trees out
true.
The ground.
Yeah, the trees out the ground.
And if you ever seen that commercial where my man going, he's picking them, those are like out the ground sprouted trees. It's not like apple you're going to. I haven't seen that. You're right.
Okay, cool.
So, like I said, they're going through this crazy frost, so now they're not going to have enough beans, so obviously that drives the price up. But selfishly, I'm like, gosh, these prices are going to be insane.
Now it's going to be even more expensive to drive your car with the gas to go pick up your coffee.
Thank you.
And it's a frost out there.
Gosh.
Shout out to Kid Frost, too, man. Hey. Love you, bro. Believe that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
All right, dog. I've been on some bad dates, bro, but I've never been like a jerk when I go on a date, man. This dude did to this one girl on TikTok, and she explained her whole story about how much of a jerk this dude was, and she called it the worst date ever.
Went on a f***ing date, bubble date, worst date of my life, right? Man was 26 minutes late. We walk in, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Wow, I'm glad you're not a f***ing catfish." I said, "Did you really just say that?" We proceeded to get into a f***ing heated debate about f***ing Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and f***ing politics and all the things that you shouldn't talk about on date number one, right? So I asked the bartender for my check, and he goes, "Good choice, I wouldn't paid for you anyways." And then proceeds to run his mouth about how I look fatter in person. And I wanted to say back, "Yeah, a fat that you're never going to have. Cool." As I'm leaving, text me, #, worst date ever.
Damn. Okay,
when he first
walked in, he said, "I'm glad you're not catfish."
Yes.
And then on the way out, she looked different.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He pretty much said, "You look fatter in person."
Right. But when he walked in, he said, "I'm glad you're not a catfish."
Yeah, that's true. That's a little, you know, right?
Hey, dude, some of this stuff, I just don't know.
Yeah, she was there. She was sipping on some alcohol. She was drinking. This is my worst story. And
she sounds
like,
annoying.
Damn.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah. Maybe it was her fault.
Yeah.
Maybe she came off wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't make the video, so.
Yeah, that's true, man.
She sounds annoying, man.
It seemed like he was a little brutally honest, maybe, because I'm not saying.
Got into a conversation about Kobe and Michael Jordan and politics and all the things you shouldn't do.
And at
on
one point,
date.
Do you actually sit there and like have this conversation, an argument with her? Like, why don't you just get up and leave?
Yeah.
Okay, now you got me thinking, like, what the hell?
Hashtag worst date ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's somebody that's probably listening right now, Louie, like, oh my God, he was my worst date. Do you go on dates, honey?
I went on one date where the guy was very nice, but now we're just friends. Because one time he was like, oh, so you got the bill, right? And I was like, yeah, I got the bill. Don't worry.
He made you pay
for the whole bill or just...
No, it was half of it. But it was a guy. Like, he was
the bill.
And he was a year younger than me. I was like, never dating a guy a year younger.
Man.
Never.
Where do you meet guys at? Huh?
This guy was a guy that was originally from my high school and we had known each other. It wasn't random at all.
Okay.
I was like, cool, we'll go out. And then he asked me out again.
He didn't bring up no old stuff. Like, remember that coffee cake I brought you in eighth grade?
Oh,
my gosh. You owe me. Yeah. What about you, Natalia?
Worst dates ever. Probably the one where the guy was sweating and it wasn't hot out and he wasn't eating spicy food. And then he tried to kiss me and I did like a back bend.
And then you married him. Shout out to Matt.
What up, Matt?
Shout out to her husband, Matt. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Give it up for... Ani is up in here. Click of the day, Ani.
We've been waiting for this. Like, this festival was announced right before COVID hit us, and we were all like, oh my God, did you guys see the lineup?
Man.
Everyone was getting ready to go, but then it got canceled, and it never happened. But Lovers and Friends Festival has been announced again, and instead of Los Angeles, where it was originally supposed to be, they're taking it up to Las Vegas.
Yeah, man.
2022. Vegas. So many amazing acts. I put like a little mashup together.
We kept this mashup going, it would last 14 minutes.
Seriously?
Everybody's there, man. I probably may go do two songs.
Yeah, I hope so, babe.
Yeah, man.
With Do Dirty?
Yeah, man. Nah, Do Dirty ain't going to be on that.
No.
They got great people on that show.
Do Dirty's amazing.
Yeah, man.
But Big, seeing this list right here, this feels like 2004. Like, me, this is an old school and new school all mixed together.
Yeah, man. Some of the other people, though, besides the mashup?
We got Trey Songz, Monica, Brandy, Nelly, TLC, Ms. Lauryn Hill, Ashanti, Ja Rule, Timberland, T-Pain, Lil' Kim, Eve, Sean Paul, Fabulous.
That's ridiculous, man.
So who did it they get? That's the question.
Is Tyrese on there?
I don't see Tyrese
not on there.
Genuine is on here.
Genuine, that's why Tyrese not on there. No,
got it.
Wow, that's an amazing lineup.
Such a good lineup. And I feel like this is the lineup you want to go with your friends, your family, like
I talked
your
to
lover.
Bobby D last night, man. He one of the guys that put it on.
Yeah, man.
Man, it's ridiculous.
It's huge.
I can't be mad at it.
I like Lloyd.
I love Lloyd.
Yeah, man.
Is there someone that you're super excited on here to see, Big?
Man, that whole announcement.
Everyone?
I want to watch that from the audience.
Oh, this is so crazy.
I want to watch that from the audience, man.
And Ludacris?
Yeah, man. It's amazing.
Ludacris is
going to
be so good.
It's amazing. And that's in May of 2022?
Yep, in Vegas.
All righty. All we got to do is make sure that we stay safe. What's the venue in Vegas?
The venue is the same exact place where Day in Vegas was. And Big, we went to Day in Vegas together like 2019, I think.
Yeah.
I thought it.
Where?
In Vegas?
Yeah, where is that in?
The Las Vegas Festival Grounds.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, she tried to check you. Like.
No, I just didn't know because I didn't go with you guys.
Oh, now you're the producer? You should have went instead of hanging out at another bachelorette party.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true. I have another one coming up.
You know, pin the tail on the drunkie and all that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G, the birthday boy.
Yeah.
Bad play of the day, birthday boy.
Bad play of the day. I love love this one, dog, because it's hilarious at some point, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how one person was willing to, like, really travel even though he wasn't supposed to, Big. Mm-hmm. And before we listen to this audio, I want you to listen to this reporter telling this story, right? Tell me she doesn't have a grudge against men, bro.
Give a man a lemon and he will make lemonade. Give a man some rules to follow and he will find ways to cheat. Let me show you one such person. The man on your screen. He's a resident of Indonesia. He recently boarded a domestic flight in a niqab, disguised as his wife. The ID he was carrying had his wife's name on it. The flight ticket, too, was booked in the name of his wife. The man showed his wife's vaccination card, also a negative RT-PCR test with his wife's name on it. He managed to fool security and made it to the aircraft. Overwhelmed with victory, he decided to go to the plane's washroom to change. He entered as a woman in a niqab, came out as a man dressed in casuals. A cabin crew saw him change. The man's cover was blown. Turns out this man was COVID positive.
Oh, my God. He was on the plane. Yeah, she does have a problem with me.
Right?
Yeah, what the hell? She probably broke up with a guy and it was like, hey, we need you to cover this assignment.
Yeah, man. What the hell?
Man.
But, dude, the story of him dressing up as his wife.
Yeah,
with
bro.
That niqab. So, niqab is, what I saw, it's like a piece of article of clothing that you cover your complete face where you can only see your eyes.
He made it, man.
Yeah, he made it.
Like, why go in the restroom and change?
Yeah.
Like, where was he flying to?
That's
like,
true.
How many hours did he have to fly?
It was a domestic flight, so it must have been
And he
should have
kept
close.
All that on anyway if he had COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Man.
And tested positive.
Idiot.
And they're in Indonesia. Ain't no telling what the law is over there.
Exactly. He must have been so mad at home or something with his wife or whatnot. Like, dude, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like,
where
sacrifice
was he going?
His life.
Like, yeah, where are you going where you say, man, I'm going to impersonate my wife and put all this on?
It's a lot of work to do
that. Yeah, man.
That is a lot of work.
It's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah.
Grabbing her vaccination card, the other thing that they said that he
had. Yeah, he walked into her
room. Wearing her clothing, everything.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Can you hear Michael Jackson?
Yeah, man.
Hi, hello, I'm here for my flight.
Okay, ma'am, please step this way. My man came out with all, like, you know what I'm saying? Came out as a man, like, that didn't flag anyone sitting in the same seat?
That's crazy.
Can you imagine the flight attendant, like, hold on. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong.
What happened here?
Y'all stick around, y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here. Natalia, neighborhood news. Asteroid coming. It's headed to Earth.
Do we need to be worried, Big?
What is this thing?
It's an asteroid, sir.
Going to hit us?
We're efforting that as we speak, sir.
What kind of damage are we...
Damage? Total, sir.
Okay, that's not really going to happen, guys. But
how do we know? How do we know?
According to NASA, because NASA said,
NASA? I heard.
No, they actually said, hey, we saw an asteroid is going to be passing by Earth, and it's getting very, very close. Now, it's not something that's saying, hey, we need to make sure this thing doesn't hit us, but it's just like... Like,
is anything falling off the sky? Do we know that?
There might be some debris from some of this asteroid, but they said it is pretty big. That's funny. Pretty big.
Go ahead.
Sorry. That totally stopped me.
She made herself laugh.
But it's somewhere between 318 and 720 feet in length.
Lord.
They're saying this is the size of the Taj Mahal, which I've never been,
gosh.
But I'm guessing that's pretty
I've never
big.
Been either, but it looks big. It sounds big.
It is. The name of it is 2008 GO20. Come on, let's give it a name like the name of the asteroid?
Yeah. Yeah, alrighty.
But obviously, because you hear asteroid coming to Earth, you start to get all these thoughts of, what if this really was going to happen? And what if it really was going to hit Earth?
Yeah.
Is there something that I need to do? Do I need to make sure I tell someone something that I've been keeping a secret this entire time?
I die with it.
But like I said, this one you don't necessarily have to be worried.
And we don't have to be worried.
No.
But let's just say, worst case scenario, and it's not going to happen. What's the last thing you would do before an asteroid hit Earth?
I'm not
talking about the whole sappy thing, like, I'll go hang with my mom and my family. And, you know, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that. You done got the family out the way. All right.
Yeah,
what's that last thing that you would do?
You get the card to do something wild.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want to go skydiving.
Right.
As I haven't gone yet, and I really would go skydiving.
Asteroid to hit you while you're in the air.
Or smoke weed.
Really, though?
Smoke maybe.
Weed. Right. Louis, what's that last thing you would do with the asteroid?
I think I would go straight to a strip club, man.
Really?
And just end it there.
I heard that.
Out with the bang, bro.
Yeah, man.
Pull out all the money in my bank account.
We know that, you know, we know that you're with your family already.
Yeah,
oh, what are you doing with my family? We already know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll kiss somebody.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'll be out. I'm up.
Man, I don't know. You know, I've already knocked down Veronica, right? I already smashed, right? Okay, I smashed. The family's good and everything.
Straight.
Oh, I probably join you on jumping off that plane.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, either that or jump out the plane and into like a salad bar or something like that. Or like a buffet. I would land in a buffet.
Oh
man, that'll be lovely. All right. Let's hear yours.
We'll probably start
doing some Me Toos as well.
Yeah.
Like, Me Too. What's the last thing you would do? What's the last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth? I want to hear yours. Ooh, family's out the way. Family, you already did all that. Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
It's Friday!
Real 92.3. LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Happy birthday to Louis G.
Happy birthday!
Yes, man. He is having a pizza party up in here.
That's the most beautiful thing you could have brought me this morning. Thank you, Big.
Yeah, man. He's loving it over there. That dude, all you need to do is get this dude pizza and he's
so
good to go.
That's I love that, man.
That's probably what he'll do. If the asteroid hits Earth,
he probably just
want to go into like, and shout out to our people at Greco's too. Probably going to Greco's and just go to town.
Yeah.
I can get you in there. I know the guy.
Oh my gosh,
I know a guy.
You need to take a pizza bath.
Oh my gosh. You need to just take a bath. You know what I'm saying? What's the last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth? All righty, let's bring Adam into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Adam. Adam, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Adam. Family's out the way. All the sad stuff is out the way. What's that last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth?
Man, Big, it would have to be to jump off of one of those cliffs with one of them wingsuit, little flying squirrel suit.
What is that?
Damn, the flying squirrel. You know how you open it up and you just,
Those look fun as hell, bro.
Man, I'm going to die anyway, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Because, you know, like I just seen a video, like a documentary about a guy that was doing it, you know, one of these balls to the wall, live life to the fullest guys. And he just made like a minor mistake and like that was it. He died.
Oh, damn.
It's so crazy and scary. Like, what better time to do it when you're about to die anyway?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Hey, man,
yeah, and that's one of those things where you're like, oh, we want to teach you how to land. I'd be like, no need to.
It's all good, bro.
Yeah,
I got it.
No need to teach me how to land.
Yeah, you know?
Be piloting the airplane for a few minutes, you know, but make sure you get off the seat before anything crazy happens. But yeah, man. And he said the squirrels.
The wingsuits.
Yeah.
Those are scary as hell, though.
How do they land? How do they stop?
They don't.
They just fall.
One guy I saw a documentary. He's been flying for almost 7 years.
Oh.
Because the wind keeps taking. Yeah, the wind.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, my God. You can pretty much tell her anything.
Oh, my God.
And Day-Day's over there looking like, wait. Did he or did he not?
Did he stop?
I love it. All righty. And I got to say a happy birthday celebration to Ayanna Marie, man. She's one of our next door neighbors. Ayanna Marie, happy celebration for your birthday. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing new music.
From Little Baby Ish again.
Okay, Little Baby Ish.
Yeah, because it's really just a verse. Little Baby says that he's the Little Wayne of this generation.
I'm like, fine, I might come out and vibe, but one of y'all get got a fine, it's called one of a kind. I don't slow down for much. I got 20 million cash now and still ain't near enough. I'm going too crazy. I'm the Wayne of this new generation.
This isn't the first time that he's ever been compared to Wayne, because there was a time where people have compared him to Wayne and they asked, like, Lil Baby, how do you feel about that?
Even if it's far-fetched to somebody, but just for more than one person to compare me to somebody like him, like, definitely an honor. And that make me want to go harder, like, to the point where one day, like, hands down, that's what it is. He the only rapper, when I did meet him, I was kind of nervous. You know what I'm saying? That's like, anybody else I meet, I don't even really be too phased.
Hey, man, and that's homage. Like,
definitely.
Man. Yeah, so I love it. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your 810 phone tap. We got some Luther Abassar. This is Abassar Baseball, right? This is where Abassar calls somebody about his baseball tickets. And, of course, there's some difficulty understanding him because the lady on the other line does not speak my own language. This is going to get it to your phone. Tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Yes, is this the ticket place?
Okay, you're calling the wrong number. Let me give you the number.
We had 3 tickets for me, my brother, and Saquero.
Okay, I understand. But thanks. This is not the right number.
My brother, we buy tickets.
But you haven't received it.
Yes, I see it. I get the popcorn, the peanuts, and the carrots, and the hot dog, and I watch the game.
Connect to one of the operators who can speak Spanish, is it?
No Spanish. Mayonnaise, my own. The Candro, the Dodger swing, bata swing, and the blue, and the not a fan thing.
You have to call our charge by phone number.
To the ball game and everything.
I have no information on that.
Yes, and the speaker. Parking is how much?
Sir, I don't have any information on that. You have to call our charge by phone number.
They charge me again?
No.
For the
no,
Dodger? I paid 3 tickets already, ma'am, and that's not fair to me, sorrow.
No, just tell them, you'll give them your information. They can look up your account.
I love the daughter, and now I guess my father, we go to opening day, and I lost Tiki and Gosaro.
Okay, sir, I have to...
Gosaro!
Sir, I cannot help you right now.
Gosaro, this ain't me, not takes me out to the bar game. Takes me out to the crowd!
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, your phone tap on the tins. Let's bring Jessica into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Jessica. Jessica, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jessica. If this was like the last day on Earth, an asteroid were to hit Earth, what's that last thing you would do?
So I will go swim with the dolphins.
I heard that.
Beautiful.
I thought she was going to throw one more plug for her husband. I listened to all Ransom from the Beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ransom on the Beat music. All righty, now congratulations to you. Swim with the dolphins, which I have done.
Yeah, they're very rubbery.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you've never touched a dolphin,
never
Louis?
Never touched a dolphin before.
We got to get you to do
that. Yeah, but you eat all that dolphin meat, huh? You know what I'm saying? He loves it as a pizza topping, but as far as, you know, going to go swim with him, that's where he draws the line. Anthony, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Anthony. Anthony, what's that last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth?
I think the last thing I'd probably lead the cops on a police chase.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And you know, it's a trip. A lot of those car chases don't end in like death.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that'd be very exciting.
Wow, that's a good one.
Dude. Why don't you do it today, like Anthony? Live today.
Yeah.
Why wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll you watch know? You.
And, and stop by here and pick up like some radio stations, some Real 92.3 like stickers and posters and Big Boys
put
neighborhood
it on
stuff,
the car.
And put it on the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Now, why would that be that one?
I just always thought it'd be fun, and
hey,
I mean,
dude, why do I want to be in the car with him?
It would be pretty fun, Doug.
I'll watch it safely from the house on the TV.
Or you know what? No, you know what? I can't go out like that. But I'll be one of those people when you drive by, I'll be in the streets like, oh,
yeah, go
and as you keep circling the block because you're familiar with the area, I'll be like, hey, what up? I'll come out and give you some water. You know what I'm saying? All righty now. That's Anthony right there, man. Hit us up, 866-246-8923. What's that last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Through 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, what's the last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth? All righty, talk to the family. All the sad stuff is out the way. Let's bring Candace into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Candace. Candace, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Candace. Candace, what's that last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth?
Let's just say I will not deny myself anything, food, drinks, and other stuff, too.
So. I heard that, food, drinks, and other stuff. I don't even want to ask about the other stuff. There's a huge fine with that. I heard that. So it's the last day. What's the food?
Oh, everything. I'm usually it's like, you know, we've been conditioned to, like, say, like, no, I'll have something healthier, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that could cause, you know, so food, pizza, you know, seafood. I mean, everything.
Yeah, just, man.
I see it, I eat it, you know, so.
I love how you wait until your last day. We just do that anyway.
Yeah, hell yeah. We got started
on it. No, I know, but I got to think about the future now. I'm like, dude, after I hear all these things, clogged arteries, heart attack, you know, I'm like, oh, I got to be more responsible. I got to be more adult.
Yeah. Hey, man, my thing is, you know, I've never smoked weed before, right? I think that that'd be, I think that that'd be that one thing where I'll be like, man.
Really?
I think so.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, like my kid's not around, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to worry about it.
What if you get a bad trip, and you go out with, like, a bad trip, and you're just like, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have done this.
Well, I think the dude that was talking about flying, that's a bad trip.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? The asteroid hitting Earth is a bad trip. What's up, Candace?
Yeah, you know what? And also, I've never been drunk, so maybe that too. Maybe really the excessive drinking.
Well, you know what? We'll do.
You know, not even a one night stand now because.
Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's do this. We're gonna smoke together for the first time. We're gonna drink together.
Yes!
And damn it, let me call my wife and see if we can do this one night stand too. Let me see if my wife can give me a pass, all right? Yeah, do anybody know when this asteroid is hitting Earth?
It's in a couple days.
Okay, in a couple days. Well, let me get with Veronica. Days. I don't think it's gonna happen, but let me just see. She loves when I take care of the listeners.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, a one night stand. Somebody's like, for your last day.
1 hour stand.
Yeah. A 1 hour stand.
Hell yeah.
Who are you?
Huh?
1 hour?
Yeah, dude, like a 1 hour stand. Imagine you do multiple hours on that day.
Multiple hours?
Yeah.
What you drinking? I need to get what you have. Hey, dude.
Veronica, herbs, bro.
I'm going to get home. Veronica going to be like, what is Louis doing for an hour? I'm like, I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. Y'all hit us up 866-246-8923, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. What's the last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth? Let's bring Manny into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Manny. Manny, hello.
Hello, big boy. What's up, family?
What's going on, Manny? How you feeling, brother? You good, Manny?
Hey, I'm feeling good, bro. I'm feeling good. It's almost my birthday next Friday, homie.
Man, if we don't talk to you, Manny, before your birthday, happy birthday to you, brother. You've been good with us. You've been one of our next-door neighbors for years. Uh-huh. Now, I do have to ask you this, Manny. Yep. Manny, what's that last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth?
Okay. If it hits today, that astro, I want to celebrate my birthday and go to every concert inside the book, homie.
I heard that.
Every concert, man, at the Staples Center, Honda Center, the Forum. I would do it in one day, bro, to hit just every concert and get lit. And turn up, bro.
Hey, man, for one, if it hit today, we have to schedule every concert today.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So what are you doing for your birthday next week, Manny?
Oh, my God, I don't know yet, bro. About to have fun and get lit, bro.
Hello. Hey, man, well, this is what I'm going to do, man. We got Uproar Hip Hop Festival that's coming up. That's Lil Wayne, Young Money, and Friends. That's on August 13th. I'm going to give you some tickets for that, Manny, okay?
Thank you, big boy. Thank you.
Man,
it's party time.
He said it's party time. Hey, man, you know what, Manny? I love you, and I love your spirit. He said happy birthday, Louie.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate that, Manny. Happy birthday to you, too, bro.
Thanks, always, man.
Hey, don't hang up, bro. Don't hang up, Manny.
1999, big boy. I've been listening to you since 1999.
Man, I've been talking to you since 1999, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
And, Manny, hold on for a second. Don't hang up, okay? All right, because I'm going to need your credit card information for those tickets. Hold on. Now, please, everybody that call up, please. That was a special moment.
Yes.
That was a special moment. I'm going to put Manny on hold so we can go ahead and hook him up with his tickets. All righty, now, let's bring Samir into the neighborhood. Samir, hello.
Hello. What's going on,
Samir? Samir, what's that last thing to do before an asteroid hits Earth?
All right, big. So me and the homies, we going to the strip club. We taking all the dollars off the floor.
Yeah. So as they throw the dollars on the floor, you picking the dollars up.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this, though.
My shoe.
Let me tell you this, though, Samir. It's the last day. What are you going to do with that money?
Yeah. Shoe.
I don't know, man. I think it's just because, like, I just wanted to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Just to do it.
He was like, hey, big, yours is not better than mine. Like, nobody question yours. I heard that, man.
You get kicked out for doing that, actually, at a real strip club.
You know what?
It.
You know who would know that?
Me.
You.
You.
Yes.
You
happened before.
Have you ever been kicked out of a club?
Yes, because I picked up the dollar from the floor.
Why were you trying to take her money?
Why were you trying to rob
It was my own money that fell, and they thought it was their money.
Why are you trying to rob one of the dancers over there working hard?
I'm sorry, it was my own dollar.
I would go in on you, but Jason, give me a wrap-up segment. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio Big Boy Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
We got to welcome some people to Los Angeles.
Hello!
Let's start it off, man. Welcome, Russell Westbrook, to the Los Angeles
Lakers. Welcome home, my brother. Welcome home.
Yeah, man. For those who don't know, Russell Westbrook is from Lawndale, from Cali, UCLA.
Hey.
Yeah, that dude is Cali all the way, bro. And he is now going to be playing with LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Man. This huge trade happened, bro. And they're sending Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Caldwell Pope, and another draft pick.
Hey,
that's
man.
What they had to give up.
They put up quite a bit for Westbrook.
They had to give up a lot for Westbrook.
Man.
And a lot of people love it, man. Mr. Triple Double is in Los Angeles.
Man,
that
he's
is
gonna
insane.
Bring a different energy here.
Oh, so
he's gonna bring a different,
different
energy, man.
It's great for the city. It's great for everybody out there. I know Laker fans are super, super stoked. The Dodgers made
Tell
some moves.
Tell them the
other
stuff. Tell them the other stuff.
The Dodgers made some move too. Got some help in the bullpen, man.
Oh,
welcome, Danny Duffy, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Come help out the bullpen. Help the Dodgers out to win another World Series.
Yes. There it is. Is it hard being an Angels fan?
It is tough
being
an Angels
how these
fan.
Moves are coming to L.A.
Yeah,
and with the Dodgers, it's not done, possibly.
No,
you know
it's not, man.
No.
They're looking at some other trades, bro.
Yeah,
with some
man.
Big names, too.
Yeah.
I'm an Angels fan, for those who don't know. But, man,
you're
we got
Dodger
Shohei
fan.
Ohtani. I'm good, bro.
Yeah. Right,
Mike
right.
Trout is a little in the sidelines right now, but he'll be back.
You man. Starting to bleed blue. Don't worry, bro.
Uh-huh.
We got you.
Are
slowly.
You, can you tell?
Yeah, man. I saw the twinkle in your eye.
Yeah.
It's a little
I saw the twinkle in your eye. Believe that,
man.
But once again, man, that's
Los Angeles.
And that's strong for Los Angeles. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Ludo?
Yo, man, there's been like a heat wave going around across the world, bro. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you see, it's like the highest temperatures they've ever recorded in history. One of the experts is saying that try having sex before you go to bed to get better sleep.
That's an expert.
That's a leading
I've never
expert.
Heard that.
Big, yes.
What's his name, Captain what?
Captain Obvious.
Hey, is that the same guy that said water is wet?
An expert advice that they give you. Let's defund the what is it? The studies? Let's defund the scientists.
Right.
The
he didn't know who he wanted to defund.
Yeah, man.
He was taking something away. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Ani is up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, Natin, in case you missed it.
We got Silk Sonic.
Yep.
Get your skates ready, Big. So they just dropped this new video and a song called Skates, and in it, it's going to give you guys like 70s vibes. It's directed by Bruno Mars.
Oh, why?
It's everything you expect Silk Sonic to be, because after Leave the Door Open, oh my gosh. But
yeah,
speaking of that song, Big, when they dropped that song, they came into the neighborhood, and they were telling you about how they made the song and everything, and you were like, all right, we got Leave the Door Open now, but when do we get the full album?
I think that we're trying our best to be like, stay true to the plan, and let this song breathe, and let's keep dropping stuff that's gonna get the world excited. We got Bootsy. I mean, that alone should just be, oh. But we got some tricks up our sleeve that I think everyone's going to get real excited about.
With the lead-off single for Leave the Door Open, if you gave me something like that, what does the album sound like?
Exactly.
Jesus.
That's how you should feel. That's how you should feel. And that's what we wanted to do is sprinkle 2021 and try to slow things down. I think quarantine slowed everybody down.
Yeah.
And for better and for worse, what it did for us is like, man, you know, we're living in a internet world and a Twitter world where everything's happening so fast. We work so hard on these songs. Let's let it breathe. Mm-hmm. You know, let's let Leave the Door Open breathe and let hopefully people can hear the work and time we put into that. And then when we're ready, we're going to drop the next one. And then when we're ready, we're going to drop the next one. That's the motto.
Hey, man, they so talented. It's like, how can they go wrong?
Right?
Can't stop those dudes.
Yeah, man.
Like, when that song dropped, Leave the Door Open, I was like, oh, it's cool. But now, Big, I can't stop listening to Sip, Sip. And then
it grew on me, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like,
that song is a phenomenon. And you know what's crazy? The like people across the board, how many people like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like people that you wouldn't even think would like it. They're like, man, I love that.
Definitely.
And yeah. It's so, and big, when I was kind of like just reading about the album, because the title of the album is called An Evening with Silk Sonic. So I went online to see if like we know any other information or any other songs. Turns out he has a song. Well, they have a song with Beyonce on the way that's already recorded.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like the Beehive's already out. They're doing the searches and everything. So when they... So apparently an A&R music director, he announced that Beyonce also came on. She collabed with them. And then he was like, we're just dropping these slowly because this is how music used to be released.
Yeah,
like,
man.
One by
hey,
one.
Hey, when you say Beyonce, Natalia was like, ooh. Oh, man.
This
drop
is
that
like
one
dreams
next.
Comes true.
Yeah, we got Skate, but let's skate past this one real quick. Woo! Let's get to the next one. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
In case you missed it, you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. There it is.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. Rihanna is in the neighborhood news.
Hey, Rihanna, I do that too. We got
hey,
something
Rihanna.
In common.
Oh, wow.
Look, I am obsessed with reality TV. Look, I don't watch all of it, but there are, I do watch a lot of reality TV shows. And Bad Girl Riri is known to be obsessed with The Real Housewives. And I'm not exactly sure how many of the different seasons that she keeps up with, but I know she for sure watches Real Housewives of New York. And so much so that they actually reference her in the show. This was a scene recently from an episode where Leah and Ramona, that's just think of Lady One and Lady Two if you don't watch the show. Leah is supports Rihanna. She loves her and Rihanna likes her back. Ramona, though, however, is mocking Leah for this like clothing brand that she started.
And I'm not reading.
She said, I got Rihanna wearing my
yes.
stuff.
Yes. So Leah, like I said, she gets supported by Rihanna, and Ramona was like basically mocking her brand that she started, these t-shirts and sweatshirts. And so Leah just comes back like, look, you are too old
yes,
to be wearing
you got
my stuff.
Demographic.
Yeah, you are too old. I got Rihanna wearing
does
my
she
stuff.
Though?
Yes, she does.
Hello.
Rihanna went up, saw this because she watches the show. She took this clip, posted it up on her Instagram, but she did two slides. The first one was her wearing a shirt that said "Be Mod," and that mob. That was the shirt that actually belongs to the lady's brand.
Oh,
then
man.
The clip proving, yeah. I wear her stuff.
Oh,
I support
she about
her.
To sell her out.
Yes, big she is.
Damn, hell yeah, it
the
is.
The shirt is fire too, big. I liked it. I bought it.
You bought it too?
Did
you buy it before Rihanna?
No.
Oh, damn.
I bought it because of Rihanna.
That's great, man.
Isn't that crazy? I wanted to be like Rihanna. That's why I bought this shirt. But Rihanna was like, what was said, Ramona? And question mark. So even trolling the girl from Real Housewives.
Damn. Old girl just helped her.
Right?
Wow.
Yes, she did.
I love it.
But I just love that Rihanna's like us, watching the reality TV, getting sucked
in. I can never get into the... I've seen The Real Housewives.
Yeah. But you know that I know that you have your reality shows that you love too.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's us.
I'm really into like the first 48s and all those.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, my gosh, believe that. You know, is Rihanna going to wear one of those shirts?
She might.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Give it up for... Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home, Ani.
Don't steal oil trucks.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. I don't know why this woman thought it was a great idea. So she's from New Jersey. She sees an oil truck and she's like, hey, let me go hop in the oil truck. Let me go take it for a drive.
That's how she sounds too.
Let me go take it for a drive. So what does she do? She hops in the truck and she's like, do-do-do-do-do, driving.
Hey, man, I love that she was able to put a truck in gear like that. You know,
seriously?
What class does she have?
I have no
idea. I ain't mad at
her. Is that like a different kind of thing that you
if
have to train
was
up?
It a big rig or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, those big ones.
Yeah, she did that.
So I guess
and the distance she went too, that made me think she know how to drive it.
80 miles.
Yeah, man.
She went 80
damn.
Miles.
Yeah.
And big for 8 hours.
Wow.
Imagine that. Like, you're chasing it. Because, first of all, whenever I drive and I see an oil truck, I stay far away because I'm scared of just something might happen because it's a big truck. They might not control it. She ended up crashing into so many cars while she was driving.
Oh, my God. See?
And that's how the cops came. They're like, what is going on? Why is this lady crashing.
And she led them on like an 80-mile chase?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, all right, yeah, we're still behind her. She's driving slow, so if you guys can come in and relieve me, I'm going to go get some lunch, and I'll see you guys back here for dinner because it's going to be a long one.
Big, that's pretty much what happened. The cops kind of called it off. They stopped chasing her.
Yeah, that's crazy how they do that. Sometimes they call those things off on the USB chase for some reason. That's
weird. It's dangerous if she was already like hitting cars and everything. Yeah. But she got arrested, right? They found her somewhere.
Yeah, she ended up stopping for gas somewhere. And then there was a GPS on the actual oil truck. And then when she tried, the cops ended up coming while she was trying to fill gas. And then she tried to start her engine, but it wouldn't start.
Hey, man, she is somebody's something.
Yeah.
She's somebody's sister, somebody's cousin, maybe aunt. Yeah, you know, somebody's friend, somebody that went to high school with her. Like,
I wish I knew her.
Right, yeah. Oh, I would get her. I would get her on air.
Yeah.
You have a collect call calling from. Caller, state your name. You know?
That would be so awesome, though.
Yeah, man.
But big, so now
she should have took that truck and just drove herself to jail.
She might as well have.
Go ahead.
She was going to get caught. Like, where did she think she was going to hide with
you
this
big
truck?
You know what it is, man? This is a show. I see it on Prime, and I told y'all about it. It's called Why I Ran. It's about, like, people that do those high-speed chases. You've never seen it like that before, where they watch the chase, and they tell you why they ran.
Big, you told us, and I saw the first episode of the lady who was talking about, I've never done this before.
Yeah,
this isn't like me.
Yeah.
And then you start wondering, like, what if
and
one day
gonna
I'm
do
on
one
this?
Too. She's going to be on season 2022. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With a big rig oil truck. Y'all stick around, y'all radios. Big Boys big Neighborhood. Boys.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys big Neighborhood. Boy. The Olympics are going down, but we got the No-Olympics. What we got for the No-Olympics, bro?
Let me tell you, man. Somebody decided to put Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg together on a show to do coverage on the Olympics in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Whoever did this, you're geniuses!
Genius, man.
And you should be promoting this. You should have promoted this since day one. There's already three episodes out, Big. And this is what it's called.
Welcome to Olympic Highlights with me, Snoop D-O-double-G.
I'm Kevin. I'm just Kevin. I didn't know that we were going to do this, so I'm not prepared to give a runoff.
You do your thing.
No, next time I'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, match your energy.
Go ahead.
I don't have anything today.
Uh-huh.
Yo, man, two of the funniest friends of the neighborhood, bro, are together, and they're sitting down, and they're covering highlights of the Olympics.
Highlights, bro.
And the back and forth, Big, is comedy, dog. This is Snoop Dogg right here talking about what judo should be doing when it comes to a tie.
These are important things for you to know while watching judo. This match is about to be a hickey wacky.
This match is going to be a hickey wacky.
You know what that means, Snoop?
After all the work, the match ended in a tie, which is crazy. Seems to me if this sport was called, like, judo, you ended with a penalty kick, right?
So you suggesting that at the end of it, if it ends in a hickey wacky, they both got to stand there and take a penalty kick from each other. And whoever's penalty kick landed the hardest, and that's the win.
Yeah, kickoff. You open your chest up like this and let cuz kick you square in your mother chest with the bottom of his heels.
Woo.
And if you stand there, you move on. If not, get up.
There it is, man.
Bro.
That's the Olympics. You stand there and let cuz kick you in your chest.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Dog, there's so much comedy in this. There's so much audio I could have possibly played.
The hickey wacky.
There's already three episodes. It's on Peacock TV. I know it's an application. You can check it out, but you can also check it out on Hulu. It is funny, bro. They should have done this since the beginning. I would have been tuning in.
Hey,
right?
Man, they landed, though.
Opening and I'm ceremony, telling you, man, should have had them.
When Dog does the commentary, like, for the fights and everything, like, he got it.
So funny.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, when he did that thing for Thrillers for the first time, we were like, whoa.
So I love it, man. Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg together once again. I love that now we got different highlights from the Olympics.
Yeah.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. Natalia. New music, Silk Sonic. Ooh,
my goodness. Listen, when they dropped Leave the Door Open, I think it blew everyone out of the water.
They left the door open.
Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak coming together, creating Silk Sonic, and then dropping that song that literally, to me, I feel like crosses all genres. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not. It's its own lane. Everyone loved it. Now they're here with their second single. This is Skate.
Oh, Skate to me.
I wanna get to know you.
I wanna get to know you.
Skate.
Hey, man, let me tell you, they do the music they want to
do,
and they put it out, and we enjoy it.
And it's so good. It's just, it's happy. Man. It makes you feel good.
Dude, that make me want, I'm going to end up hurting myself,
yeah.
But that make me want to skate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you get in the music video, too. It's just Anderson and Bruno singing to the ladies. They're in their skates. He's playing the congos.
That's a great song.
It's so much fun. Definitely a contender for Song of the Summer as well.
Oh,
and I think that's exactly what they wanted. And what I love too is that Bruno said about this song was they just kind of got together and said, what would it be like if we were playing for people in the middle of a skate rink? And then that's how this song came about.
Man,
but
they have a great chemistry.
It doesn't matter what genre of music you like. This one makes you want to dance. It makes you, like I said, it makes you feel so good.
Yeah, man.
Happy.
Immediate, man.
And
Silk
I love
Sonic.
That they always sing to the ladies.
Yeah.
It's like it's sexy. And it's romantic at the same time, too.
Oh, I love it, man.
You're going to hear it everywhere. Already number 3 in the iTunes top 10.
Oh, yeah,
already.
It's on its way. Believe that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
New music.
Yes, from Tyga.
Love him.
Yeah, he's just such a vibe and so summery, like, anytime you think of him. But he just recently dropped a new song in a video. He's been teasing us about this. And Big, the video, all you see is booty, 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 booty. And
everywhere.
Even if it's the girl's face, it's a face of a booty. But it's funny. And then the name of the song is called Miss Bubblegum. And you're going to think of another song when you hear it.
I like when the act bougie and she ghetto. My type don't even say hello. Married to the game. I don't need a wedding ring. No, leave out the back another door. I fall asleep, but I put my chains in a safe. First thing in the morning, tell that bitch you gotta skate. Don't be mad at me, don't go bad on me. You ain't my girlfriend, girlfriend. But these girls shake it fast for me, 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 girl, shake it fast for me, 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 girl, shake it fast for me.
Oh, he did that, man.
Yes,
Tyga did that.
And Big, you were singing the song that I cannot stop listening to now.
Girl, shake that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy.
Oh,
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum, I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I wanna cause you so thick. Girls,
oh, man, I love it, man.
Yes.
He did that right, too. Shout out to Tyga. Let me tell you, man, Tyga is underrated.
Yep.
Tyga's underrated lyrically, performances, everything, man. And I love that. Tyga got back to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And not back to the music as us. You know, like, when I say back to the music, he was always on the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that people started to think of Tyga a different way when he got caught up in, you know, not caught
Definitely.
Up in the relationship with Kylie, right?
Uh-huh.
And I love how he pulled back and went right back to hit music.
You're
know what I'm
so
saying?
You're so right, Big. I thought the same thing because recently he dropped another song with Moneybagg Yo, like maybe last month it was called Splash. So he's just here and you don't hear anything. I don't know if he has a girlfriend
and
or not
And Tyga gonna
anymore.
Blow you out on stage, too. Don't get it twisted.
I recently saw him.
He's gonna blow you out on stage. And he's one of the people that hit his vocals without real vocals running it. You know what I'm saying? Like he goes live.
And when you're watching him perform, you forget how many of his songs you really
man.
Love. And you're like, wait, Rack City?
Yeah.
Wait, Nasty? Yeah, I love
Believe
you.
That. I love you, Tyga. Continue to do your thing, bro.
And Easy this call. Video, Big, so good.
I gotta watch it. Do I watch with my clothes on or do I not?
Watch with your clothes on? Maybe not the kids around.
Okay, all right. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. What you got, Natalia?
All right, that's what's right with hip-hop,
Say
Big.
It.
This is a story about Jaden Buckley, who is a young kid who is getting ready to go back to school, and he wanted, you know, some new clothes. He felt like that's something that he needed. So what did he do? He decided to go on the side of the road and sell some waters just so that he can save up enough money just to get a couple pairs of jeans, maybe some new T-shirts, maybe a pair of shoes. Well, Trey the Truth heard about Jaden.
And Trey, this in Texas?
Yes, it is.
Is it in Houston?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And you know Trey, he is always trying to do something with the community and trying to find ways to give back. And so he got with Jaden and his family and was like, you know what? Let me help out where I can. And I want to take you and your family on a shopping spree.
Wow.
Really beautiful photos of Trey with Jaden. They've got like bags of clothes. And then what happens? Megan Thee Stallion finds out wow. as well. Megan jumps in and says, I'm going to send you on a second shopping spree. And so she was able to get together with their family as well and hook Jaden up with some clothes. And what I really love about this moment is that if you remember going back to school, there were kids are ruthless sometimes.
Yeah,
and you will get there, unfortunately.
And you know what? Natalia, I think it's worse now.
Yes.
Because I think it's worse with, you know, with social media, bullying is a little different. I remember, you know, like we had, you know, two pair of pants, probably. I don't think we had three, and you just knew how to rotate them. And, you know, you had to have, you know, a different shirt if you could. But,
It can be really hard. I remember not having, like, the cool stuff, too.
And it was seven of us in school at the same time.
Wow. That's
single parent. You know what I'm saying?
Tough.
So I love what Trey and what Meg is doing.
And I love what Jaden tried to do as well and say, you know I'm going to go work for this. I'm going to sell some waters. Yeah. But, you know what? He got some help from Trey the Truth and Megan Thee Stallion. So I love that they just reached out. And these little things that happen. You don't see Megan on her social media too, like, look what I did. I'm out here helping Jaden. She just quietly was like, you know what? I'm going to send your family on a shopping spree.
No, I love it, man. I love it. And that's what's right with hip hop. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G up in here, he's standing up with me.
Man.
What am I supposed to do with this?
What am I supposed to do with this? Let me tell you guys. So
I don't know. None of us know what this is.
No.
I might have mentioned this in the past, maybe about a month ago, about me purchasing something.
Okay.
Something that I was going to purchase and then use. And that was a sewing machine.
Oh,
I ended up purchasing a sewing machine. I got it. You know,
This is the dude that don't even make his own bed.
Yes,
dog. What do you do with a sewing machine?
Yeah, so I'm so excited. I got it. It's like an embroidery machine, too. So I got it. So I started sewing. Then even Myra gave me some of her stuff. Hey, babe, I ripped this. Can you sew this for me? I'm like,
really?
No problem.
You sewing a ball.
Let me get on this.
Split jean that's supposed to be frayed.
Yeah, everything was dope, bro. I'm like, dude, I'm getting the hang of this. This is fun. Next thing you know, my buddy Roger comes over when I'm actually like doing some sewing material. And he's like, bro. You look like a grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Are you a girl now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And then I thought about it. And I'm like, oh, my God, am I less of a man? Because I got a sewing machine.
Bro. Not at all,
and I'm sewing now?
I know how to sew, bro.
Am I getting old? Is that what it is?
You are. Happy birthday to you. You are. I don't think that 22-year-old Smash-A-Lot Louis would have bought a sewing machine.
Yeah. I was so stoked. I was excited. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can do this. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got some shorts. Can you hem them for me?
I can hem whatever you want, bro.
Grandma.
Bring it down.
Oh, my God.
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
No. That is
so nice.
Now I can't even present this to, like, my friends or be like, hey, bro, don't give me.
Right.
I'll sew those pants for you.
Are you sewing in patches and everything?
What? Yeah, whatever you want, bro. I got you, man.
You start calling you Granny G?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No.
That's cool.
Seriously, bro. I think I'm like I'm in Abuelita right now.
All the ladies are saying it.
You need to start dropping, like, names on your dude friends who put you on blast for this.
Yeah.
Of all the male designers out there that are huge. Like,
exactly,
all the
man.
Whole, like, the designers that started, like,
designer.
Gucci and Tom Ford.
You see?
Virgil Abloh, who else? Like, there's so many. Kanye West.
Louis G.
Exactly, man.
It's so grandma-y to me, though.
Yeah.
It's cool,
it is
so grandma. Yeah, of course.
She's saying it's grandma-y to me.
Now I'm like, am I less of a man because I'm sewing at home?
No, you're not less of a man, bro.
Do I have to do it in the corner, tucked away?
I think that is great that you picked this up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what you going to do next? The little yarn thing where you're going to be knitting?
Crochet?
You're going to crochet in a rocking chair?
With cats.
Yeah, with cats around you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, that's why you should have never told
that
anybody about
right,
this.
Man.
Notice I haven't
in
put anything on social media.
Huh?
In bed by 7:30.
I heard that.
I love this. I'm obsessed with
she
it.
She would.
Exactly.
I think it's great.
I'm going to make myself a shirt that says I'm a man and I sew.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'll buy it.
Sewing man.
Yeah.
I'll buy it for you.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll support that.
Yeah,
man. I'll support that, man. I get two for one. I support the homies and I also support, you know, seniors living.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There it is. I stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello.
Hello there, Jennifer. Am I weird for doing this?
I take everything in my bra.
What do you put in your bra?
Everything. I carry my cell phone, all my ATM cards, my cash. I carry my makeup when I go out, my powder, my lip gloss, a lip liner to touch up, blotting pads when I'm out of club, things like that.
She carry a whole lot of conversation in there, too.
Yeah.
She didn't breathe. Go ahead now. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boys Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you being here, man. Once again, in case you missed it, we had Silk Sonic in the neighborhood. If you want to see that entire interview with Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars, make sure you guys check it out at RadioBigBoy.com. And also, man, we're talking about that asteroid coming to Earth, headed towards Earth. What was the last thing to do? What would be that last thing you would do before that asteroid hits Earth?
You know what? I think I would try and go find, like, Brad Pitt or something and, like, smooch him.
Yeah, just grab him and kiss him.
Yes.
I heard that, man. You know it's a trip, and I said it earlier, man. I think I would try weed. I think I would try smoking,
man. There you go.
Yeah, man. If I knew, like, okay, you know, this asteroid is coming. You know, and my kids not, you know, I don't have to worry about my kids seeing daddy or just not putting anything like that ever in my body before. Like, that'd probably be
I think that's a good one.
You know what would be cool? Like, going out, like, on a roller coaster.
What do you mean going out, man? You act like
If an asteroid hits, we're going to go out, man.
You just going to die on the roller coaster?
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, all righty. So, hey, man, that's your last thing.
That's my last thing.
That's your last thing. And also, we spoke on who should get the next world record. Thank you to everybody that hit us up and came with those clever ones as well. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to our own Vic One, who wears his shirt open and also is wearing a crew neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a different style.
So I would definitely give him the next world record for being very fashionably daring.
Okay.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. We definitely appreciate you being here. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.